And what you believe is really real. Do you believe that the Eucharist, that host, is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ? Do you really believe that what we claim to believe is really real? This is the great mystery, the great feast that Holy Mother Church is inviting us to ponder, to celebrate today. We really celebrate it every day, especially every Sunday, as we offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass. But today, in a very particular way, Mother Church wants us to focus on the real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. It's a good time, good day to ask ourselves, do we really believe in the true presence of the Holy Eucharist? There's a phrase that says that the way we believe is equal to the way that we pray. The way that we believe is the way that we pray. Do we believe in the Holy Eucharist, and do our lives of prayer reflect the fact that we believe in the Holy Eucharist as being the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ? As Jesus said it, the very words of Jesus in the Gospels, "This is my body, this is my blood." A teaching that was never refuted, never argued against, never called into question until over a thousand years after the death of Christ. There were certain people who didn't believe it, who chose not to believe it. In the very early church fathers, around the year 100, we have writings where the church fathers would say, some people don't come to our gatherings, to our meetings, because they don't believe in the Eucharist. So there was some self-exclusion, but there was never any calling it into the reality that what Jesus said was true. Within 20 years of the death of Jesus, we have St. Paul's writings to the Corinthians, the earliest account we have of the Last Supper, of the institution of the Eucharist, when St. Paul tells the Corinthians, I'm passing on to you what was passed on to me. And that word passing on is where we get our phrase of tradition. If we were going to speak, I traditioned to you what was traditioned to me. It's our tradition that the Holy Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ. And as we sang just before the Gospel, from John chapter 6, I am the bread that has come down from heaven. If you eat this bread, you have eternal life. Jesus in John's Gospel goes on to say, if you do not eat my flesh, if you do not drink my blood, you have no life within you. Without the Eucharist, we die. Do you believe that? Would you stake your life on that belief? That without the Holy Eucharist, you die. Do you believe that? And then does your life of prayer reflect the fact that you believe that you will die if you don't receive the Holy Eucharist? As St. Paul continues in his letter to the Corinthians, he talks about the illnesses and the death that has entered into the community because the people were eating and drinking the body and blood unworthily, without having discerned the reality of what was taking place. Have we discerned the truth? Have we come here expecting to enter into this covenant relationship with Jesus Christ through the blood, through the body? That's what he said. This is the blood of the new covenant. This blood of the covenant. The only other time we have that phrase in the scriptures was what we had in the first reading. When Moses climbed the Mount Sinai, encountered God face to face, received the Ten Commandments, and then came down and sacrificed the bulls, and then spread the blood over the altar and the people as a way to enter into the covenant relationship. This covenant that God has established with his people, where he says, I am your God and you are my people. We can say this is their adoption ceremony. They were not part of the family, but because of this covenant, now they are part of the family. The people told Moses, we will do everything you said. We will follow the words exactly. You don't have to turn too many pages in the scriptures to find that they were not honest, that they fell into infidelity, they fell into false worship, idolatry. God continued to reach out to his people. The prophet Jeremiah was given the prophecy, and he told the chosen people that the day is coming where the Lord will establish a new covenant, and he will write it on their hearts. Because the sprinkling of the blood was a reality, but it was an external reality. The blood of Jesus is an internal reality. We enter into this relationship through the sacrament of baptism, where we are made children of the Son of God, temples of the Holy Spirit. And this covenant is restored, renewed, and enhanced within us through the Holy Eucharist. When we do something every week or every day, if you come to Mass daily, it's easy to forget the reality of what's taking place. We are not around the table of the Last Supper when we come to Mass. We are at the foot of the cross as Christ is dying for me and for you, offering his body to the Heavenly Father in a perpetual gift of self to the one who is nothing but love. And we are invited to enter into that gift, that exchange of persons, the Son to the Father. And then that exchange is given to us in the Holy Eucharist. As we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity, as we receive the eternal life, as we are restored to sanctifying grace, the grace that was lost, that life that was lost in the Garden of Eden, through the Holy Eucharist. And only through the Holy Eucharist are we restored to life. Do you believe? Is that what you came to Mass tonight expecting? Was that on your list? To renew your covenantal relationship with the God who loves you, who died to give himself for you, so that you could have life with him forever. Do you believe? So many times we come to Mass just out of routine. In summertimes, we forget the routine sometimes because vacations or sports or things are more important. Sometimes we come to Mass for good music. And occasionally you might hear a good homily. We should be coming to Mass to encounter and to receive the Holy Eucharist. You can hear better music, no offense, and better preaching down the street. There's many other places that do worship more exciting, entertaining than we do. Only in the Catholic Church, in the church that Christ established, do you receive sanctifying grace, eternal life in the Holy Eucharist. Nowhere else. Do you believe this? Does your life reflect the fact that you are receiving God? Think about the things you've done the last couple of weeks. There are lots of graduations, lots of parties, lots of things. How much planning and preparation did you put into these things in your life? Now, compare that to how much preparation you put in to come into Mass this evening. If you had to give a speech, if you had to give a presentation, how much time did you spend preparing for that? How much time did you invest getting the perfect outfit? How many selfies did you retake to get the perfect picture? Are you that devoted to preparing yourself to receive the Holy Eucharist? How much time and energy have you spent preparing for this encounter with the risen God? And this is why Mother Church gives us this feast today. Because it's so easy to forget. Because God loves us so much, he decides to come in what looks like a piece of bread. So that we will have the confidence to approach him. If he came in the fullness of his glory, we would never come near. But he wants to be near to us. He wants to be in relationship with us. He wants to be one with us. And it's through receiving of the Holy Eucharist that we become one with Jesus Christ. Do you believe this? Because once we receive, then we become the Eucharist. We become the Eucharistic people that the world is dying to have. That we are taken, we are blessed, we are broken, and then we are given to the world who needs our witness of faith, of truth, of life. The world is in desperate need for people who are radically in love with the Holy Eucharist, who are willing to go to the end, just as Jesus was, for each one of us. Do you really believe that what you believe is really real? Amen.